it. That's all the time we have here for Survivor's Corner. Until next time. SP, how you feeling? DG Kicks, how you feeling? Cowboy, how you feeling? I want to say bon matin à tout le monde. Manners and respect for being here with Survivor's Corner. This is your host saying until next time, same place, same channel, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Bit. Good luck, and food.
That's when we believe it. That's when we believe it. Believe you won't deceive me.
Time is ours. Hey, believe me or you don't. say I'm on drugs,
but my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
You told me that you'd kill me if I. You told me I'm a lucky mother. You love him, but you never ever trust him. You never ever trust me. There's these sides to the story. And that girl got a good GR. I knew we never make it far. Because I like my black and mama tar. Tell me you love me, cause I know. Side, baby, I notice you. Match, like, baby, they hyping you. My family like it, yeah, they liking you. My mama WhatsApp and she Skyping you. She wanna know what it is. You say either way.
That's when we believe. That's when we believe you won't deceive.
You told me that you'd kill me if I. You told me I'm a lucky man. You love him, but you never ever trust him. You never ever trust me. There's these sides to the story. And that girl got a good PR. I knew we never make it far. Because I like my black and mama tar. Tell me you love me, cause I know they won't. They wanna fit in for the photo shoot. Them aside, baby, I notice you. Match, like, baby, they hyping you. My family like it, yeah, they liking you. My mama WhatsApp and she Skyping you. She wanna know what it is. You say either way.
That's when we believe. That's when we believe.
I bet God luck and for
that's when we believe it.
That's when we believe
it. Believe you won't deceive me.
And that girl got a good PR. I knew we never make it far.
cause I know they won't. They wanna fit in for the photo shoot. Put them aside.
Yeah, it's picking up, but I can't hear it in my headset.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, okay, now we good, now. Oh, man, let's get this thing right here, man. Much off my seat. Sorry for the technical difficulties, man. 7:11 o'clock in the morning. It is a big show this morning. Kind of helter skelter. Good morning, Montreal. A lot of different things moving around, a lot of different things shaking. This is a big episode. It's brought to you by Big World Comedy. Next Saturday, the big comedy show for the first time ever. It's gonna be at BYOB. Oh, hold on, Big. Let me turn you up a little more, Big. Let me give you some sauce.
Oh, shit. Can y'all hear me?
You see Big Will's thing about. Yo, man, check Big Will's thing doing the same thing again. I know, man. We trying out a new board in Montreal, so bear with us. And also this morning, I had to bring out the innovator. I had to bring out the businesswoman. She is the real boss, cake queen. I don't know what's going on. You're everything this morning. We got Smashing Sweet MTL in the building with us. How you doing, queen? All right. Can't hear Big Will. Let me turn up Portia as well. Ooh, I'm sounding low? Yeah, I'm sounding super low on it.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you now, Big Will. Okay, so hold on, we're gonna have to play some music and change this board. We're gonna have to change this board, man. Pull out the next one. Hold on a second, Montreal. Let me play some music. We'll be right back. Yeah, we're gonna play some music in this joint.
Fire. Too many cars, I ain't paying no note. Nope. Too many tango to sleep, I might choke. I be sipping no sweet, I ain't driving no boat. Me and this though, she don't know which one go. Just dang that she sleep, but I'm buying them both. We on Rodeo, the blood got his heater. I walk in my car and buy everyone coat. So I'm a hyena since everyone goes. So team full of teeth, full up in this coach. I got the drop on the opposite go. I get 200 rats every night for a show. I know it's a blessing. Christian Dior and Jordan 11s. I just hope I can duck in the heaven. I just put on the ashes for breakfast. I hope she ain't messing. I just be f***ing. Don't be testing them, it ain't no in the middle. The messenger, he won't let nobody get the best of him. Oh, you don't know Scotty, take a Tesla. She won't let me get in, so I left her. I got too many women, baby, heffing her. I let the little bros keep the extra. I used to bake and soda, we was scratching them. Making these deals, numbers coming decimal. I might get bored and buy a bunch of hassle. I'ma pay for it, bro, I ain't never had a friend. I make $1 million every other month. Soon as I get done, I'ma give her something. I like the rich storm, I'm a different one. I had to back, I ain't get the run. Can't tell my mama something. I can live out my closet before I go broke. I got too many cars, I ain't paying no note. Nope. Too many tango to sleep, I might choke. I be sipping no sweet, but I ain't driving no boat. Me and this though, she don't know which one go. Just dang that she sleep, but I'm buying them both. We on Rodeo, the blood got his heater. I walk in my car and buy everyone coat. I can live out my closet before I go broke. I got too many cars, I ain't paying no note. Nope. Too many tango to sleep, I might choke. I be sipping no sweet, but I ain't driving no boat. Me and this though, she don't know.
Yeah. Get, oh, man. All kind of technical difficulties this morning. It's crazy. It's crazy. Good morning, Montreal. 7:21 in the morning. Goddamn, 21 minutes of madness. Oh, man. This is crazy. Okay. So now, now we're good. Now I had to change the voice. He tried to do different things.
It's all good. We here.
You know what I mean? He tried to upgrade the stuff, and it kind of goes left on you a little bit here in Montreal.
Live radio.
Yeah, live radio is crazy. I don't think anybody's ever switched a board like that on live radio before. That's pretty much nothing. Okay, so let me do this one again, man. Good morning, Montreal, my city. 7:22 in the morning, March 25th. I see everybody around the country's going crazy. Toronto lifted their COVID mask thing. You know, Quebec is always like Quebec's always the angry cousin that don't want to do nothing. So that's pretty much how that's going. So this morning, I'm joined by the Cake Queen. I think she's one of the most innovative businesswomen in the city. I got some questions for you. I came up with them last night.
Okay.
But we have Smashing Sweet MTL in here. I don't know how you made that Sonic cake. You know what I mean? I never knew you as being super artistic.
Well, I have.
I didn't know. I didn't know your bag went that way, though. No, but, you know, some of the things I'm going to ask, you know, people do see you, and they're like, oh, my gosh, she's such a pretty face. And, like, I had people hit me up, like, oh, my gosh, she doesn't live in Montreal.
Sure do.
You see, her voice is so fine. You like Tinkerbell. They can barely hear me. Let me give you some more juice. But beautiful company you have, Smash and Sweet MTL. It's a smashable cake?
Yes.
Oh, it's great. Yes, it's great.
Yes.
But, you know, I ain't going to put your business out there, but you from the hood.
I most definitely am.
You from the hood.
Born and raised.
So your cake have these, like, dope hood themes. Like you had a drunk Barbie on top of a cake.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Yeah. That's nuts. Okay. No, we don't get to we'll in a second. I got to pay the bills a little bit here. Montreal, my city. This morning show's brought to you by Big Will Comedy. Everything he does is big. He's one of the most elite promoters in this city. He's one of the only people that did events during the pandemic, and they actually flourished. But I've never seen a bad comedy show by you. It's always well run. You provide food, bottles, and some comedy.
Oh, for sure. When we come out, we really come out the gate, and because we understand, like, our supporters are coming out to, like, show love.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure to give that same energy back. So.
So this morning, for the next 4 hours, we're going from 7 to 11, so we didn't mind the little mailing. Beginning. I don't know if we'll be able to get the news in there this morning.
We'll make it work.
I don't know if we'll get the news in there this morning, but we're kind of fluctuating through it. But Big Will, you have a big comedy show. Dare I say, is this the one to kick off the We Outside movement?
Actually, it is, because we right now we have a whole heap of comedy shows coming back. So that's one thing we'll let you guys know. We have a lot of comedians coming on this show, and we have a lot of comedians coming on the next shows. So we have, altogether, I think we're bringing in about 80 comedians.
Look at this
now
guy.
And the end of the year.
And you know, Montreal's a big comedic city. So next Saturday, you're doing Funny by Nature.
Yes, sir.
For the first time ever, Montreal. It's a BYOB comedy show. We got to be careful, Montreal. Montreal, the edge is kind of crazy right now. We've been locked down for a little bit.
The reason why we did a BYOB is because we're trying to make sure, like, people come out and have a good time. And definitely, like, with everything that's been happening with COVID, that's what we actually, not only are we making a BYOB, but we've also reduced the ticket prices.
Oh, well, listen, man, we like a reduction. Quiet as kept. I see everybody got excited. Revenue Quebec said they're giving us an extra $500 only if you file your taxes. You guys do understand, if you guys owe Revenue Quebec money, you're not getting that $500. It's going to be deducted, right?
I'm getting that $500.
Is the business account straight? Is the Percy straight?
I'm getting it.
Things is happening, man. Oh, man. Big, big show. Montreal, my city. I'm the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. Everybody's on the show this morning. Group Demasi's on the show. CNA Starlet, Dice B. You know, Afro Urban Fest kicks off tonight. Shout out to KT Antoine. We have Roji coming on the show. We got Sales. We have, I think we got Big Norm coming on. He's one of the headliners for your show.
Yes,
and you still got one more headline to feature as well.
Definitely.
We have Natural Skin coming in here, too. She's good people. All her stuff is natural. She had me feeling like less of a black person. I don't have enough rich root products in my house. I'm like, I need the tonic. I need everything that's going on. And we have Jeff from BK, he's upcoming promoter.
Upcoming promoter from the East and everything. Like, he's breaking all barriers. So, like, the reason why basically we started, like teaming up together, this guy, he reminds me of me on steroids. Let's just put it that way. He's hungry, you know, like, coming out of the gate. It's like,
yeah,
it's like hearing the DMX soundtrack or the DMX album for the first time. And these guys and consistently doing over 600 people.
Look at this guy. You know, I was listening. You know, I went back and listened to all the Drink Champs. I was listening to Puffy talk about the first time he heard Big and talking about the demo tape. And I see the same kind of excitement in you. But see, this is what I wasn't talking about, the Morning Detour. For the people in Montreal that's in places, the guys that could open the doors, how many guys are really training the next in line? You know, when I said this, you know, Malik Shaheed took offense, Ricky D took offense. And I have these guys down as my GOAT. We talked about this last week about the Hip Hop Hall of Fame.
Of course.
But if you're really good at something, right? And I understand a lot of us being black and, you know, ascending to the field that we're on. It's a tough journey. I mean, most of the time our own people hold us down. But you have to train the next generation. Who's going to be the next Ricky D?
No.
Who's going to be the next Malik? So to see you as an elite promoter, and like, you're in your prime. You're Kevin Durant of promoting right now.
Appreciate
it. It's never going to get as good as right now. Your age, you got your head shining right, the beard is coming up fuller, you had 2 years off, you know, like AD, so if your bones is brittle, you're good now, Big Will.
I'm good.
It will never be this good, Big Will.
I'm good.
You're at your prime, and you still have the foresight to go back, so you know I'm going to reach on and help a young brother coming up in the game.
No, for sure. And you see, like, the reason also I'm doing that, because, like, we're talking about Ricky D. Actually, Ricky D helped me at my beginning and everything. I remember when we were trying to get into the nightclubs, and a lot of people were, like, basically brushing us off. Ricky D actually gave me my first opening at, back then it used to be called Taboo.
Yeah, oh.
Buddha Bar.
Don't say Taboo, like, back then, like, we don't know. No, hold on. Let me go to Porsche. Yeah. We got Porsche here on Smash the Sweet MTL. Porsche, you've been kind of elusive.
I think I was not even legal to be in there, but I was in there.
Just because you went there. I wasn't going to put it out there just because you went there.
Appreciate you. Yeah.
But, Portia, how many girls, you know, I know RG Music is going to take offenses. A lot of my EastEnders take offense when I say this. But quiet as kept, Wager High is one of the greatest high schools of all time.
Yep, most definitely.
Shout out Dunton, you know what I mean? Shout out Cavalier. I got love in the East.
I feel like you build character when you went to Wager. Like you're just different. You have a different character.
What made Wager special? It was the intersection between the top fly ball players and hood dudes from Burgundy, NDG, Uptown. Shad had just closed down. It was a special intersection where we're in a white neighborhood when Coates and Luke.
Yeah.
It was just special.
It was.
The crazy mix of girls. I got to say, when the high school girls like Portia and Kashika. And the Christine Lanes, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Tovas, the Jazzles, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, some of the most elite black women in the city. Like, look at them now. Went to Wager.
Actually, I went to Dorval, and we used to come and talk to them.
We don't even know where that school is at. All we know is Lindsay Place and Riverside, because we just give everybody the boxes, you know what I mean?
But Dorval, actually, we used to make road trips to Wager.
I'm very big on this. Like, listen, there's like two documentaries I've written. I've written a documentary on like our high school life, because someone has to do it. The Marymount, the Riversides, the Lauren Hills, the Wagers, the Duntons, the Cavaliers. I want to be the Ahmad Rashad of hood documentaries. Okay. You know, forget Vice Canada. Vice Canada can't go where I can go. But man, I got some games for you guys this morning for you and Big Will. We'll see how deep on your comedic genius, you know, the rifle up the conversation a little bit here this morning. But Smashing Sweet MTL. I didn't know you could do all those things you can do with the cakes. Could you walk me through it? I know we had you on the show before, but for those that don't know, what is Smashing Sweet MTL?
All right. So, COVID happened. I'm in the house, right? And I'm like, what can I do to, like, keep me entertained? And I'm online, and I see another. I'm going to, you know, I bid it a little bit, but I put my little razzle dazzle on it. So, I seen someone else doing it, and I was like, that's really dope. I feel like I could do it just a little better, you know what I mean? And I tested it out in my living room, you know, like made my daughter smash it, put it online. And my family was like, no, you should really do that. And I did it. And from that day, literally, I haven't looked back. It's like, it's fun to do because it is, like you said, so creative to do. So, yeah.
That's dope.
Okay. So when you make these cakes, right? Yeah. Is it just the mold? Did you really have to go in and design like for the Sonic cake?
It's an edible image. So basically, it's like a sheet of fondant and it's edible ink on it. So it's like a printed picture that's edible.
Oh, man. Yo, the thing looks so clean. Now, it's deeper than just the smashable cakes. You could put money, you could put things in the cake. So, Robin, do that. You had the ones with the bottles. I want the Barbie one. I want the Barbie one to be framed. Because in my mind, you have an e-boutique. In my mind, I'm thinking about you. No, in my mind, when I think about it, I have an e-boutique in my mind, like an Etsy. Right?
Like an itsy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm dyslexic this morning. Yes, and shout out to Linda. Linda's like, you guys really drink, I got the label all wrong. She's like, you guys really drink chai thing in the morning? I said it's a cocktail. It's the hood mimosa. that's the new chai thing. It's the hood mimosa. But in my mind, I'm thinking about an online store and opening page has the Barbie drunk out.
I appreciate that. Honestly, I've had people put money in it, mini bottles, condoms. I've had people bring me edibles to put inside. Like, you can literally put anything that will fit within it. Yeah.
Yeah, listen, Big Will, I think one of your prizes for your show should be one of these smashable cakes.
I got you.
Okay. We might need you for the July 22nd show.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about the more detour connecting people. Do we have giveaways from Funny by Nature this morning?
Of course. Of course.
Much of my CV, I know. Big Will Comedy sponsoring the show. We're going to 11 o'clock. Listen, man, how do I even kick off the show? You know, I went on the CKT side the other day, and I saw that we was halfway there, and I got overzealous. But we're in the middle of our funding drive. The number's up there. Please donate some money, ckat.ca. We are a community radio show, even though we're number one according to Cult Montreal. That's not me not saying it. Even though we're a community radio show, there's no detour without you guys' funding. We're part of the McGill franchise, but it is a community radio show, so there's no CKT, there's no morning detour, and the myriad of other great shows we have on the channel. We won't have that without you guys' participation and you guys' funding. So this year, the theme is Till Infinity. It's freaking crazy, Big Will. they're buying all the detour swag. Our goal is 35K. I think we're a little bit more than halfway there. So shout out to everybody that's donated thus far. Homeboy on the Block donated last week. So you can send money at ckt.ca or the number's up there. I can't remember the number. Let me see. It's spinning there. The number's 514-907-9424. I should write that one down. Oh, boy. So, yeah, we're doing Till Infinity. So the funding drive is very important. We need your money. And I black people. Some of us black people are too proud. We don't want to ask for money. I feel a little bit, when I got the CKT, I ain't going to lie to you, Big Will. I felt kind of away.
Sure,
I hate I'm going to use a big word this morning. I don't use words more than 10 words, 10 letters. I hate soliciting people. But, man, the show got to, I'm trying to go to OVO Radio, man. I'm trying to go to Sirius XM, man. You know what I mean? I need the runs. I need the runs.
Sure.
I need the runs.
Something people understand, funding is very, very, very important. That's one thing it is. And that's why a lot of radio stations keep playing commercials. Yeah. But you guys are actually live radio, and you're doing it for the community. A lot of us promoters can't go to those other radio stations. So this is our home. So that's one thing. Make sure you come out, donate, do your thing.
You know, we like to do a friendly vibe at the morning detour. We do the shop. Shout out to DG Kicks. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks. DG Kicks is like the Apple store of urban sportswear, sneakerwear. He even got TVs and motorbikes. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah.
And both shops is in glass. Most guys have a little hole in the wall. DG Kicks got the whole corner.
Dope.
This feels like New York. He was like, yo, it feels like Power 105. I said, we over here. Yeah. But no Charlamagne the God. We're not trying to embarrass nobody over here this morning. And also, if you want to see the energy live, you want to see everybody's going crazy over the cover. That's the best thing I ever did was do a rotating group of hosts. But now everyone gets stuck. People's like, they want Tata. They want Push. Now they see Porsche. They want Push every week. Nobody wants to wake up this early to do the show with me. But we'll get you back in, July. I want to talk about the Cooler Fat in a little bit. I heard the Cooler Fat's coming back. I'm going to talk about that in a minute there. Oh, man. Hold on a second. I think, boom. Oh, man, the morning detail this morning. Shout out to Tri Thing. Oh, I want to open up here. Let me do my Fresh Face Friday segment brought to you by Synergy.Medispa. Synergy.Medispa, you get your facial removal, your face peels, all of that, your body sculpting. So that's Synergy.Medispa. They have just come out. I want to hit you guys. I'm going to start with you, Portia. Come on, step up to the mic a little bit. Make sure you talk in the mic so they can hear the sweetness of the voice. They came up. It's kind of working out. They have a male contraceptive now.
Okay.
They really? Hold on. Let me get the article.
Really?
Let me do this properly this morning. I'm all over the places, but let me do this properly. Let me pull it up. I have it here. There's a male contraceptive now.
How's this work?
And so there's a male birth control pill, and it's 99% effective on mice. Human trials are about to start soon. Yes, I see Big Y. I see the wheels turning. I have a lot of questions. So let me give you guys a little bit more information, but I want to ask you guys. Men taking a birth control pill?
Definitely. Are you kidding me?
Okay, we're going to get into this. Let me give people the facts. So scientists have developed a non-hormonal male birth control. So that was the problems with them trying to create this before, is like them using testosterone and things of that nature. So now there's a non-hormonal male birth control pill that's 99% effective and no obvious side effects thus far on mice. And the findings of the study was presented at the American Chemical Society Spring 2022 conference in San Diego on Tuesday. So this is new information. Okay. We are on the cusp of a male birth control pill. You've heard it here first on the Morning Detour. Now, Portia, why are you clapping?
Because, it's about time. Why do we have to be the ones to put this in our body? It's your turn. It's your turn. After hundreds of thousands of years, it's your turn.
So my question to you, Big Will, now, because of COVID, people are asking, oh, you vaccinated. Some people don't want to see people that are vaccinated. Some people, you know, whatever case may be. But now imagine you check a chick now, you know, you had a Big Will comedy, funny by nature. You know, you pulled up to her at the bar. You're just trying to get a cup of Hennessy and maybe a bottle of water. And, you know, you got her number, you slide through the crib, and she's like, hey, are you on the pill? How are men going to feel when they're how are men going to feel when it's like, yo, you know what I mean? You meet a chick at a Big Will comedy show, and you go back to the crib. You might want to watch some more comedies. And she's like, hey, are you on the pill?
I got the rubbers. I just met you.
Oh yeah, shout out to B Condoms. Shout out to B Condoms. Now I'm thinking, okay, so if I'm on the pill, you have to let me go through it. No, I'm just thinking to myself, right? So if I'm on the pill and she's on the pill, does that give us some
double protection
vibes that go on or not?
Most definitely.
Yeah, but that's pregnancy. What about STDs, though?
Big Will's out here to think. They didn't make a birth control that also protects against STDs.
You're just really going for it now, huh?
Well, listen. They
tested on the mice first.
did you guys need it to be 100% on the mice before we went to human trials? Are you guys comfortable with the 99? Okay. Let's try it on humans now.
Well,
I mean, on the men, you guys can test it out. Like I said, you know, take one for the team.
But I mean, like, to me, 99% is more than enough. Because if you think about it, the COVID vaccine did not even pass. 99% and it's still given to everybody.
Yeah. A condom also is not 100%. A condom is 99% as well. So
yeah. I'm good with that.
You guys are crazy. You guys are crazy.
I don't think it should only be like, okay, I'm on the pill, so I'm cool. I think there's got to be like the old-fashioned lifestyle Trojan.
Well, for the days pack. You slip up.
Okay.
You have that
heated,
in your system,
moment,
you know,
right?
Exactly.
Heated the moment. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. I got you. This girl said for the D's you slip up. Now, see, now I'm trying to figure out how much are they gonna charge for the male birth control pill now?
Can we invest?
It was like, can we invest?
We're ready.
Yo, don't kill me, man. Oh man, I got some more stuff for you guys here. Oh man, you know. Since we're in the building, we'll do a little bit of news as well. So the birth control thing is going on, and you know, everybody knows about it now. Quebec will give $500 to every adult making less than $100,000 a year, so that's good for us. You know, I wish it could have been a little bit more. They, you know, they could have gave a G5, but you know, let's try to pull out our little tax paper sheet here a little bit. Okay, so we're giving away $500. I'm gonna get my pen out. So we're giving away $500 to everybody in Quebec that makes a little bit under $100,000 a year. Okay, cool. Who is that? Let's go to the transport minutes, because we have a lot of money moving around here, but we can't even get money for the teachers or the nurses, but there's a lot of money moving around. So Quebec is going to spend an extra $1 billion to repair Montreal roads and overpasses and make roads safer. Okay. I thought we was already in that.
You know what I mean? Years now.
I thought we was already in that. Okay, so now we have allocated, another big word this morning, shout out to Valley Pond, we have allocated another $1 billion. To fix the roads, overpasses. Like, you know, I love how they mentioned the overpasses, like, as you know, as if this is like a point of concern for us. So Quebec Transport Minister François Bonnardel said Monday the government will spend $6.7 billion for the maintenance and repair of the infrastructure across the province, including more than $1 billion over 2 years exclusively for Montreal. So I got $500, I got $1 billion. A lot of things going on here.
So like 10 more years of construction.
Yeah. And Montreal's plan for Cavendish extension includes just one lane for car traffic. So it's dope. So they're going to connect it over here back to loop around the other side, but one lane of traffic? So I'm thinking, okay, so there's one lane of traffic connecting the Cavendish, and then they're trying to build the mall there by the interchange there by the Orange Julep. This is crazy.
That's going to be wild.
But Montreal, Valley Pond has found even more money. So Valley Pond says her $200 million proposal to connect Saint-Laurent with Côte-Saint-Luc is the plan that will finally extend Cavendish Boulevard, a subject which has been discussed for decades. Boys, I know that one lane hustle is going to cost us $200 million.
It's going to be wild.
Oh, man. She's crazy.
Nah, it's going to be wild. For real.
Valley Pond also announced that the city is investing close to $3.5 million to plant more than 17,000 trees in 2022. She says, together we'll make Montreal the greenest city in North America.
But where's she going
to
plant them?
And I'm only getting $500? They have money for all this, and I'm about to get only $500?
If you file your taxes, like people are like thinking like they're just going to send the check. Like, you got to file your taxes for this one, huh? Oh, man, it's so crazy. Oh, and you know, I like to do a science fact on the show too, Portia. So my science fact this Friday: the Earth is spinning faster now than it was 50 years ago. So I guess obviously we're not going to notice it, but the Earth is spinning faster. So what this means? So ever feel like there's not enough time in the day? Well, listen, I need a 72 or 82 or whatever the quadruple of 24 is. Turns out you might be onto something. Earth is rotating faster than it has in the last half century, resulting in our days being ever so slightly shorter than it used to be.
The more you know.
So the days is short. Say the Earth is moving faster. They're going to spend about like $3 billion on a whole bunch of stuff. We're making it greener. We're stretching all the roads. We're fixing the roads. I'm starting to look at, you know, the show is called The More and Detour. So the roads is our number one prerogative. I'm starting to look at the materials that we use to fix the roads. Is it the right ones that we're using?
No, but if
it seems to deteriorate, Big Will, after a season.
Yeah, but the thing is, you got to understand, like, the way it works is you have a budget, right? If you don't spend that budget, you don't get it back. Understand? Like, if this year the budget was $50 million or whatever number it is, but you were able to make do with 40, the next year you're only getting 40. You're not getting that 50 no more, right? So that's the thing. Okay, well, if last year you were able to make it work with 40, then we would give you 50. And that's how everything gets cut out. So that's why people are, then it's 50. Then let me ask for 51 just to make sure I get my 50. You know what I'm saying? So, like, put it that way. When we were all younger and actually depending on our parents, if there was a high school dance and this and that, we'd ask them $10. Hey, you know, can I have this? Can I have that? Because you understand, like, to me, if I need $10, I'm asking for 15. Understand? So that's
my mind. My mind doesn't work that way. Like if I want $10, I'm just gonna ask for $10.
No,
like, look, I'm not really looking for the extras like that.
I'm a big Will on this.
No, but then I'm a wiggle with you. You understand? So that's basically what it is. So to them, that's the mentality out there in the business world. Not everybody is straightforward. But, hey, you ask me for 10. If my budget is 20, I'll give you 20. You understand? Right. But not everybody understands that because everybody's trying to cut corners places. So that's why they're like, hey, let's not cut corners. We already got approved for 50. Let's spend the whole 50. And that's what it is.
Oh, man, the madness. Oh, boy. Also, let me get the events out of the way. So, kicking off today, we have the Festival Afro-Urban. I think it's the 4-1. It's called Mémoire Vivante, Living Memories. The Maison d'Haïti Afro-Urban Festival is proud to present its fourth face-to-face edition on March 25th, 26th, and 27th. We're going to have Dice B and Cine Starlet, a few of the performers on this great event here for Black culture. Maison d'Haïti is also celebrating 50 years. Listen, they should have a griot all day with Julie. If it's gonna be the Maison d'Haïti, we're gonna celebrate 50 years. It should be griot all day.
Actually, back in the 80s, I used to go to the summer camps Maison d'Haïti used to have.
What was the Haitian camps like? Because I went to Marcus Garvey Day Camp. What was the Haitian camps like?
We actually used to go to the pool, like the neighborhood pools. We went to a lot of places, like Granby Zoo. We did a lot of activities, and keep in mind, I've always been on the west side, right? So meeting some of my counterparts, let's say on the east side, it made it even more. Because to me, I didn't think Montreal was past Saint Laurent Boulevard. So now we're meeting, because I'm, like I said, I've always been on the west island.
I didn't even know there was a hood called Amabe until I met you. Look at Porsche. Oh, yeah.
I'm straight. I'm Amabe to the fullest. You know, that's one thing people understand. I rep my hood and everything, and one thing that I've said last time is, not only do I rep my hood, but I feed my hood. You understand? Like me and my family, we actually have a youth center in Amabe.
Okay.
And we have a breakfast program, lunch, warm lunch program, we actually have a homework support. Actually, Maddie donated, was it the breakfast stuff? Maddie donated like a truck full of like cereal and everything, and just all those donations. Because people in their mind is like, oh, it's West Allen, so they don't need stuff. No, we have, there's hoods in West Allen, and we make sure we feed our people. So it's not only shout outs, make sure you feed your neighborhood too, and make sure you clean your. Like, sometimes it's even homework support, whatever it is, like talking to a child and everything, and that's what it is.
Well, listen, man, it's going down. So next weekend we're kicking off Funny by Nature, the Big Wheel Comedy. You guys are back in the building. It's a BYOB comedy show. I'm a little bit nervous about that.
Nah,
I'm a little bit nervous about that.
It's gonna be beautiful.
I've never seen any melee. It's a comedy show. I've never seen any melee in any events.
No, not at
all. It's always a smooth running kind
of
thing.
Of course, the clientele that we cater to also, and like. How you gonna want to beef or whatever when you have beautiful people like Portia in the building?
Yeah, listen, Portia, have you gone to a Big Wheel comedy show yet?
I've never been. No,
you're missing out on life. You gotta come through.
Yeah. When is it?
The next Saturday.
Next Saturday, Funny by Nature. We're gonna, you know, everyone's hitting me up like, where's it gonna be? I said he's gonna advertise it this Friday. You know what I mean?
Basically, Morning Detour gets the exclusive. So. Just so you, a lot of people actually going to work, and we've had the calls asking who are the comedians on there. So just so you understand, we have the beautiful Erika Suarez from Just for Laugh.
Okay.
She's going to be in the building from Jardin Comique. She's basically also from Jardin Comique. We have Asim straight out of Montreal, Comedy Confession. We have Marlon Palmer coming in, and he's on the Extra Gravy Show, the Yuck Yucks. We have Marito Lopez on SiriusXM Top Comedy.
Yeah.
And we also have, he's also on Bear Jokes. We have Victoria Blair, beautiful Victoria Blair. We could actually get her on the line later on. She's ready. She's from Sloppy Sundays.
I feel like Sloppy Sundays. I feel like they need like a Smashing Sweet MTL cake.
Definitely. Sloppy Sundays. And then we have Goofy Well Done, basically from...
Friend of the show. He's good people.
From Just for Laughs, Bad Boys Do Real, Speakeasy. We have Uncle Phil from Comedy Nest, Presque Famous. We have Kimberly from Bad Girls Do Real and Comedy Zone. And then also, so, Bedford, we're about to give you the headliners. So that, you're getting it first on Morning Detour.
Hold on. You want to do it already? Let's play some music first. Let me toss it, DJ Maddie. You know, let's play a little music first because we didn't give that vibe this morning. We were switching boards and all of that. Let's switch it. Let's get that vibe going a little bit. But yeah. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You ready, Maddie? Okay, let's go. Montreal, my city, the number one morning show in the country. This is the Morning Detour. Shout out to all my workers. You coming off that overnight. You getting the kids ready this morning. Shout out to PTX, all my delivery drivers out there. Let's go. There's only one more chase. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs. But my only drug is hip-hop. You love this life. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Montreal, my city, next Saturday. Funny by Nature, brought to you by Big World Comedy. Listen, it's going to be a BYOB. Get your triating and pull up.
Take off like rock, get shifts, straight jacket jeans, you look crazy in them, the way you rockin' that, I thought they was Jay-Z denim, let me drop a jewel on ya, put a rockin' air, can I call you Nana, cause you got that rockin' chair, it goes back and forth, then forth and back, when I'm on, Patron or off, the yak, can't get off, the fact, I'm off, my Mac, Goldie probably wouldn't, but I would trick off. For that, and I'm sick with the money. I could cough a stack, I could sneeze some G's. So baby, let's roll.
She rockin' as she like. She rockin' as she like.
roll, roll. She rockin' that shit, I'm like, look at shorty go, go. She rockin' to the beat, think she rockin' it for me, yeah. And all I can think about is rockin' it to sleep. I'm feelin' like a bitch, I'm
CKT 90.3 FM. Yes, 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 yes. Montreal, my city. The number one morning show in the country. This is the Morning Detour. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks.
DJ Maddie and the ones and twos. Next Saturday, Funny by Nature, hey, Big World Comedy.
Plotting my escape, this game, riding niggas fake. Got a couple M's hiding in the safe. Imagination turn a Honda in the Wraith. I was doing 8, I was hiding in the safe. Imagination turn a Honda in the Wraith. I was doing 80 on it in the state. Trying to make it back before my class dark. Country nigga never seen a passport till I popped off and got a bag for it. Now I'm at the garden sitting in half court. Watching Junior catch it off the bad boy. Feel a nigga never seen nothing except a fucking triple beam jumping. Good dope, leave a fiend crumping. Made it out, it gotta mean something. Either you gon' hustle or that nigga Uncle Sam got your head re-enlisting. 2-6 murder scene pumping. Better leave it tucked if you ain't dumping. Pow pow, nigga, he slumping. 12 coming, we ain't seen nothing. Time chain, niggas ain't rumbling no more. Nah, what for? Hungry for more. If you shut a room, hope it leaves.
Yeah, yeah. The mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Big Wheels in the building. Smashing sweet MTLs in the building. Y'all ain't do cakes like she do cakes.
I don't think they ready, and I know she know me. I push foreigns like they Chevy. She with my op, she do that to be petty. I still get the top in the club, I'm too ready. This my
DJ Maddie on the ones and twos.
And I know she know me. I push foreigns like they Chevy. She with my op, she do that to be petty. I still get the top in the club, I'm too ready.
Yeah. The mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
And I know she know me.
Fun and drive going on.
Like
DJ Maddie on the ones and twos.
She do that to be petty. I still
coming up next, coming up next.
I'm too daddy. This
Group Gamasi. I'm trying to get my coffee heavy. Game up, Montreal. It's heavy.
Heavy. Cullin' in that Rolls Royce truck. Heavy. Heavy. Heavy.
Ain't nobody fly, it's us.
Heavy. Heavy. Heavy.
I ain't know I got it tucked.
Heavy tucked. Heavy tucked. Heavy tucked.
Look in the sky, it's a bird's plane. Nah, I'm on the jet. Why would I ever respond to a lane? Yeah, hit for the check. PCS, best stay in his lane. Yeah, before you get wet. Left around with all my chains. And I still got space, I'm around my neck. K4 cut and rolls, can't do but guess. I done put all my vests. Yeah, trust him, put a 30 mic. I done made 30 more M's with desks. More money, more pattern, that's on my desk. I'm a young, sometimes I stress. Get it dropped and I stress less. They ain't on my head, man, on my. I don't think they ready. And I know she know me. I push foreigns like they Chevys. She with my op, she do that to be petty. I still get the top in the club. I'm too daddy, this my clear, I got on heavy.
Heavy. Heavy. Heavy. Cullin' in that Rolls Royce truck. Heavy. Heavy. Heavy.
I got why, I got why. This daddy, daddy, daddy.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs. But my only drug is hip hop. You love this life.
It's the morning detail. I'm right.
Yes, 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 yes. If you don't know, she's the businesswoman. The company's called Smashing Sweet MTL. She'll put things in the cake. She'll put Barbie all drunk out. She'll give you the sonic run all over the place. Maddie, baby, back, baby. The only cake I am buying right now. Make sure you follow her, Smashing Sweet MTL. She's in the building. Smashable pinata cake. She does it all. Let's go. Our goal this year is 35K. We're halfway there. You know, there's no morning detour without you guys' involvement. At around 9 o'clock, I'm going to open up the lines, and you guys can call in. The number is 514-448-4013.
In a world where corporate radio rules the airwaves, in a land where nonprofit radio depends on donations to stay on the air, in a time when it costs $60 an hour to broadcast our signal, Only one person can keep CKUT alive. You have a chance to be part of the action. You have a chance to be a hero. Donate to CKUT during its funding drive to keep quality programming alive. Call 514-907-9424 or visit www.ckut.ca.
La Chapelle Sienne Contemporaire presents Beethoven Mystic and Les Salons Acoustiques, a program about music in all its diversity.
Paper Beat Scissors, Katie Moore,